I'd like to take the opportunity just to thank you, the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, for sponsoring this, Chan, for moderating, and questions moderated. Thank you. And also thank you to all of you that came out here tonight to hear our positions. This has been an interesting campaign journey. I have been out knocking on doors, and early on in this, when I would knock on a door, it was all about House Bill 1134. And then after that, it was the Second Amendment and the Constitutional Carry Bill. And then I knock on more doors, and it became a little more personal in their discussions. And there was also a time that was shared a couple of warm chocolate chip cookies. And you know, that's exactly what I thought campaigning was going to be. It was going to be a candidate going out and listening to the people in the district. And then all of a sudden, it changed. And folks, sadly, it's about the money. If a political action committee or a PAC whose objective is to raise money and to spend money to elect or defeat a candidate, and they give large sums of money to do that, would they not be expecting something in return from that candidate? Use logic. Follow the money. I'm a self-funded candidate and only accepting personal donations. I'm not the voice or vote of a particular group. I was offered money from a PAC and I declined. This allows me to be free thinking and open to the ideas of the people of District of 41. And if elected, I don't need a set of steak knives. I've got my own. I'll be a freshman representative. I'm not going to make you lofty promises to create jobs, lower taxes, because that's not realistic. And I know that. However, I will promise, though, I'll promise you this. I will align myself with fellow Republicans who are there to serve the people of Indiana, not just their own interest. When I entered this race, it was very important to me that I remained true to my core beliefs and values. I was born to a loving blue-collar family. We went to church on Sundays. I was taught good morals and family values, and I used those very beliefs and values to grow the successful business, and I gave back to the community along the way. If you give me the same representation, if you elect me. You know, they called in the great communicator, President Ronald Reagan. He said this: government's first duty is to protect the people, not run their lives. And that is my commitment to you. I would appreciate your vote. Mark Genda.